Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chaf. So the Perek, so far, of what seems to be imminent disaster for the Jews, concludes. So we said the Plishtim had exiled or kidnapped all of the smiths who made weapons of war, swords and spears. And we said not a single smith could be found in all of Eretz Yisrael. So now Pasuk Chaf, Vayerdu Chol Yisrael HaPlishtim, Lil Tosh Ishes Machar Rashto, Ves Eso, Ves Kardumo. So when every man needed to sharpen any of his tools, he would go down to the land of the Plishtim. So adding insult to injury, not only do you not have any independent economy of this sort of your own, but you have to go to your enemy, or in this case, your dominating outside force, your occupier, and they would go to, each man would have to go to sharpen his plowshare, Macharash, that's for Cheresh, to scythe, to plow, one of the Malachas of Shabbos. There's Aso and his bolt, which is, the Mefarshim suggest, part of a cattle yoke that yoked together two oxen who were plowing together. Veskardumo, or his axe. The ace, Machareshaso, and all of his farm tools. Anything that he needed, he had to have them go and sharpen them for him. Machareshaso, some translate as matak, which is a engraving or a carving tool. Rashi says that it's a mattock or pickaxe. So there's a little difference of opinion. It was some kind of tool that needed sharpening. Chavale v'haisa ha-petzira fim, and a multi-edged file was used, la-machareshos v'la-isim, for the tools and for these bolts that we mentioned. So this was an alternative. If you didn't want to go all the way down to the plishtim to go to a professional blacksmith, so you would use whatever tool you had in hand. So you would use some kind of a file. You would steal it from your wife when she was doing her nails, and it was a double-edged file, so you would try to use that to sharpen your various blades when you needed to. V'leshlosh kilishon v'lehakardumim, for the three-pronged forks. Those are the forks, actually, that we remember the sons of Eli got themselves in trouble with. For the axes, ulahatziv hadorvan, or for setting the yoke. So people did kind of home fixing when they had a problem with one of their tools out on the farm. The three-pronged fork is usually a pitchfork in this case. It was like a big version of the one that Eli's sons were using for hay and manure and everything that you need to shovel around on the farm. One opinion is that it was a fork used by people who did laundry to stretch out the clothing after they washed it. So whatever sharpening needed to be done, they would do at home. Chavbeis v'haya b'yom milchemes. And so what happened? So it was on the day of the battle, v'lonim tzacharev v'chanis b'yad kolom. Not a single sword or a spear could be found in the hands of anybody in Klal Yisrael. Asher es Shaul ves Yonasan, of this entire army, all the people who were with Shaul and Yonasan. V'timotze l'Shaul l'Yonasan b'no. But the only ones for whom a weapon like this could be found were Shaul and Yonasan, the commanders of the army. So this is a very contradictory pasuk, because first it says not a single sword could be found anywhere. But then we say that swords could be found for Shaul and Yonasan. And it's said in kind of a contrasting way. So what the Chazal say is, there were no weapons to be had, but Shaul and Yonasan got weapons directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, via Malachim. Or maybe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So they were handed down to him that way. Another opinion, which is, Rashi says it came through a nace, but another opinion which perhaps is a little bit more practical, not necessarily more practical, but a little bit more of a reason for why this was done, is, and apparently possibly mentioned in the Medrash, Shaul always had a knife for Shechita with him. So that way, wherever he and his soldiers went, they would be assured of kosher, fresh shechted meat. And so Shaul actually, because of this mitzvah, was rewarded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a sword and a spear on the day of war. And Rabbi Chagai said, B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, to Tanoim apparently, that it was a malach who caused it to be found. And the Chachanim said it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. If you want to go like Pshat, the Radak says, then you could just say that they had saved some weapons, stashed them away, and now they could use them. And finally, Chav Gimel, Vayetze Matzav Plishtim El Ma'avar Michmash. The Plishti officers went out into the pass of Michmash. So now we go back to the battle position of the Plishtim. So a division of officers came down from their mountain at Michmash down to the mountain pass towards the valley to position the front line of the Plishti army closer and closer and closer to Giva, where the Jews were, I don't want to say hiding out, but were very nervous about what was going to happen. So three divisions have already been set off in different directions. And now a group of Plishti officers is sent with more soldiers down in between the valley, in between the mountains. And so the action is about to heat up pretty quickly on the battlefield.